Day 10 of Russia's attack on Ukraine. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News, and Russian forces are advancing.
Down in the south, Mariupol is surrounded now. That is a city on the southern edge of Ukraine and over towards the eastern side, towards the border with Russia. That is surrounded by Russian troops, we hear, and it is being pounded, the Russians hope, into submission. And then as you move west along that southern area, they hold Kherson now, the Russians, and they are intensifying their fight for Mykolaiv just outside of Kherson. And that lies in the direction of Odessa.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, Russian warships are waiting offshore and could conduct an amphibious assault on Odessa. Earlier today, Russia declared a temporary ceasefire in two areas so civilians could evacuate, but there are reports it's not being observed in Mariupol. Ukraine's president is expected to meet by video conference next hour with U.S. senators. Last night, he spoke from Kyiv.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky making an impassioned speech criticizing NATO for refusing to impose a no-fly zone over his war-torn country.
All the people who die from this day forward will also die because of you, because of your weakness, because of your lack of unity.
The organization on Friday opted against taking control of the skies over concerns it could provoke a global nuclear conflict with Russia.
That's Fox's Lauren Blanchard in Poland. One U.S. senator who's faced criticism for suggesting that Russians need to take out Vladimir Putin has gone one step further. Republican Lindsey Graham says he'll introduce a resolution declaring Russia's president a war criminal. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
North Korea is making headlines again after firing another ballistic missile. U.S. military officials say this is the regime's ninth weapons launch this year. Nuclear talks between North Korea and the U.S. have been stalled since 2019. Efforts to revive the Iran nuclear deal appear to be picking up steam. A European diplomat has told Fox News a new agreement could be reached within days.
Iran still demanding more sanctions relief and removal of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps from America's foreign terrorist organization list. Worldwide, there's a lot of hope that a deal between Washington and Tehran could ease the current energy supply crunch caused by the disruption of Russian oil exports. The Biden administration says even America may yet purchase Iranian oil.
Fox's Jillian Turner. A young girl who had been fighting for her life after being struck by a stray bullet in Chicago has died. The 12-year-old who was shot on Tuesday after her birthday party died yesterday. The city's police superintendent blames rival gangs. Charges in Chicago against two men accused of a deadly crime spree.
49-year-old Jose Tellez was beaten to death with a crowbar in a baseball bat on Chicago's southwest side as he hung up Christmas lights outside his home December 11th.
He gave us what we had. He was just the best dad.
Jose's son David and now police have names. 23-year-old Moses Barrios and 21-year-old Pedro Mendola, who face multiple charges and who prosecutors say were part of a five-hour crime spree that day. Robberies and other crimes involving 14 victims. Chicago police say both suspects were recently linked to the crimes via DNA evidence and their fingerprints.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.